part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
Good morning and welcome to the game. I'm Kit Branch, hosting this morning for my man Jason Bishop, who's moving into a new home in Glenn County today. But I'm honored to have my good friend and the principal of Brunswick High School, Dr. Scott Spence, joining me this morning to talk a little regional, local, national sports.
I'm always willing to do that.
Yes,
glad
you
to
are.
Be here.
Yes, you are. We'll dive right in this morning, Dr. Spence. High school football is upon us. First day of contact next Tuesday morning, August the 1st. Brunswick High, Glenn Academy, and Frederica Academy are getting ready for their seasons coming up. And I'll let you talk about Glenn Academy since you were a principal over there for quite some time, and then you moved over to Brunswick High. Tell us a little bit about what to expect from the Terriers this year.
Well, I think the Red Terriers lost quite a few seniors last year, but they got some pretty good players coming back. I worry a little bit about the offensive line. I think defensively they're going to be just fine. If Randon can stay healthy, they're going to compete for a region championship.
Randon Jernigan yesterday committed to the University of Georgia, full ride baseball scholarship. What do you think about that?
I think that's awesome for a young man to from here to be able to do that. I don't know the last time that we had one that had a full scholarship to a program such as Georgia. I'm not sure Coach Hidalgo's too excited about that right now.
Well, Georgia needs all the help they can get in baseball, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think they've had a winning season in 4 or 5 years.
It's been a while, and that's just a head scratch, and we may get into that in a later segment. But Brunswick High Coach Sean Pender, he's got 15, 16 starters coming back off a 500 team last year. A lot of excitement on Altama Avenue and, probably 10 kids coming back that started on defense last year. Got a quarterback coming back, got two running backs, got three solid offensive linemen coming back. A lot of talent you've inherited on Altama, my man.
Well, let me tell you, I was talking to Coach Pender the other day, and we talked about some of the things that Coach Hidalgo did when he came to Glenn Academy. And the main thing he did is he taught the kids how to win, how to win in the playoffs. And I think at Brunswick with Coach Pender, he's going to have to teach the kids how to win. Brunswick lost a lot of close games last year. I mean, the game with Glenn Academy was a touchdown game because Brunswick scored late. But every other game was really close that they lost. And they just need to learn how to win those close games. And I think the key is going to be getting out and getting ahead of Coffee County and winning that football game.
And by the way, we've never won at Coffee County.
It's always a first.
Always a first time. And going to be tough going to Douglas anytime to play football, baseball. Not so tough in basketball, but football and baseball, it's usually a tough road trip to go over there and try to get a W. Frederica Academy. They're loaded.
Yes, they are.
They are flat out loaded. Jay Sean Sheffield, 5-star receiver, Jalen Simpson. They have got some skilled people, talent over across the causeway over there. Schedule's favorable. I'm looking for Frederica to have a state title run season.
I certainly think that. I know Coach Derek does a good job. He was our offensive coordinator at Glenn Academy years ago, and I always admired his ability to coach and his ability to work with players. I certainly think if they can put it all together, I can see them winning a state championship. One thing about the GISA that used to, the athletes just weren't there. But now they're there.
They are there.
I think Frederica could possibly play in the GHSA, in single A or double A.
And the talent's there. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting, Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture Outlet. My parents bought some new furniture from Jessup Furniture Outlet this week. It looks good.
They've been going a long time.
Yeah, they have. And Bruce Kennedy Tire.
Bruce Kennedy's a good man.
Yes,
all
he is a good
work,
man.
All my tire work at Bruce Kennedy.
He is a good man. Talk a little bit about that Glenn Academy schedule. Boy, that's like a gauntlet coming out the gate. I bring that up because I had a unique experience yesterday. I went to the beach yesterday on St. Simon's Island, 7th Street Park at St. Simon's Elementary. I was meeting Coach Pender at the beach and going to hang out with him a little bit yesterday. My buddy Ray, we'll get to Ray here in the studio in a little bit, but we walk up on the beach and Coach Pender's sitting there. He says, "Man, I need some help." I said, "What's wrong, Coach?" Coach Hidalgo and his family were parked right next to him. And so we sat on the beach for 3 hours yesterday and talked high school football. Coach Rock, Coach Pender right there enjoying the beach. And it was a good afternoon.
Well, both of them are certainly, yeah. They're a lot alike. They're extremely competitive. Yeah. And, you know, it was funny when I was the principal at Glen Academy, I had some good conversations with Coach Rock. Now that I'm principal at Brunswick High School, I'm having the same type of conversations with Coach Pender. I'm not sure I know two more competitive folks, but that first game with Benedictine coming in, you know, last year fumbling the ball six times, you know, and losing five of them against Benedictine, just Glen Academy had no chance to win that football game, especially when you had two touchdowns called back. But them coming here, I think that the Glen kids will be ready. That's going to be an awfully, awfully tough football game to open your season, and then you go to Ware County. And Glen Academy's beaten Ware County three times in a row, and they're not used to getting beat in Ware County, and they're going to be ready. So that's your second game. Now, your third game, played a team from Colorado last year. Colorado football doesn't stack up to Georgia football. We found that out there in Orlando last year. But you trade Tift County for that team, that just gets tougher.
Tift County's loaded. I talked to Coach Pender about Tiff yesterday. He said their offensive skill people are as good as anybody's in the state. He said they're loaded on offense.
Well, they go. Well, Glenn goes to Ware, then they turn around and go to Tift, and I guess the Camden County Wildcats.
That's a tough Coach Spire down there in Camden County now trying to change the culture down there. I had a question for you since you were the principal at Glen Academy. Now you're at Brunswick High. You watch a culture change at Glen Academy as it relates to football. Dive into that, how that culture changed over there and what you see maybe needs to happen at Brunswick High as it relates to football.
It goes back to a winning attitude and believing that you're going to win. I remember 2 years ago when Glen Academy played Stockbridge, and we were down 21-7, and Stockbridge had the ball on the one-yard line, and we stopped them four plays in a row, and they didn't score. We ended up winning that football game and moving on into the semifinals, beating Ware, and then playing for a state championship. That's the mindset that those kids had, and they still have it. You know, people can talk about Glen Academy maybe being a little down because DJ Dallas is gone. Those kids believe they're going to win the football game. And so the kids at Brunswick need to start believing that. And I think Coach Pender's the right man to make that happen. And I've said this to several people the last few days. If Brunswick High School can go to Coffey and get a win, that could be a tidal wave that not only takes the football team through the season, but also the school.
And that first game, you know, Brunswick's got the zero bye week, week zero. They got to have a bye week, open up with Liberty and the scrimmage on August the 11th. 18th got a bye, and then the 25th they got to go play Coffey at Coffey. And then the Pirate coaches are already preparing for Coffey, while the Coffey coaches have to get ready for Effingham in week one at the Irk Russell Classic in Statesboro. You think it's kind of a advantage that Brunswick gets to prepare for them, and why Coffey coaches have to work on Effingham before they look at Brunswick, really?
I don't know if it is an advantage, but I don't know if it's more of an advantage to be playing a real game that week or to be sitting in the stands watching them play, because the tape doesn't lie. Okay, you can sit in the game and you're going to watch them play, and you get a feel for how really fast they are and how big they are, but they're going to break that tape down. And so I'm not sure if that's as much an advantage as it is to actually be playing the first week of the season. So I think it kind of offsets each other.
And then Frederica's got a pretty – I think their schedule's kind of set up for them to make a solid run for a state championship. Brunswick High schedule, you know, Coffey and Cook County comes in here, and Cook and Coffey's had trouble in the offseason with the law. You know, the best running backs have been arrested at Coffey and Cook for doing stupid stuff. So you never want kids to get in trouble. But, man, it seems like the stars are starting to align a little bit for Brunswick High.
Well, you can bet that Coffey has about five or six good running backs.
They are loaded up. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the Atlanta Braves, and I'm going to talk about Julio Teheran.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the Mowers Landscape Pros Trust 2-1 over the next best-selling brand for as little as $26.99. Step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altema Avenue, or just give them a call. Call 265-2388.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go. 912-267-0248.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer hardwood flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckeratty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
Now, back to Jason Bishop and Kit Branch. You're in the game.
Welcome back to the game with Kip Branch and Scott Spence sitting in for Jason Bishop today. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply. That's what I need to do is mow some grass, get rid of this gut right here. Peachtree Pest Control. Catch 228. Ate there on Thursday night. It was pretty good. Sea Palms Coastal Realty and Matteo's. You know them little garlic biscuits they have at Matteo's?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, they'll make you hurt yourself.
Yep, about 25 of them.
Yes, they will. Covered high school football in the first segment, and now we're going to go to a subject that just, it's either hot and cold, hit or miss, and buy or sell the Atlanta Braves. Oh, my goodness. They played the cellar dweller, Philadelphia Phillies last night, and it looked like the Major League All-Star Game home run derby. Julio Teheran just serving up gopher balls left and right, upper deck shots, right center field, same guy, you know, and 8 runs in the 5th inning. Earned runs. I'm not talking about unearned runs. Just bombs.
Yeah, I guess you don't like Julio Teheran. Now, how quickly we forget how good he was.
What do you mean how good he was?
He used to be pretty good now.
He's no better than a third starter on any major league team, well, except the Braves.
Well, I think, you know, you don't get really good pitching, okay? And that's the problem, the Braves. I read just yesterday they traded somebody. He went to a team. He won a baseball game last night. I don't even remember the guy's name. I just remember he left the Braves, went to some team.
Crosshair?
Yep, won a game last night.
Crosshair?
Won a game last night. 1-0.
Yeah.
That will go.
That's what happens. He needs to change the scenery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Julio Teheran, trade deadline's July 31st. What does Scott Spence do with the Braves roster? Are you a buyer or are you a seller?
I'm a little bit of a seller.
Okay, who are you selling?
What you got to understand is the Braves are 5 games under 500 right now. Okay, they're 9.5 games out of the wild card picture. So they're still in this thing. They could get on a little run, and they're still in this thing. Well,
we've been saying that for 6 weeks.
Yeah, but
on this show,
we weren't saying that last year at this time.
No.
Okay. Last year at this time, right about maybe in May, I think, Snicker took over, right? Okay. Since that point, they're five games. They're five since that point, since he took over with the worst team in baseball last year, they're five games under 500 since that point.
But they weren't they just 500 a little over a week ago?
No, but they got to 500.
They got to 500.
Since the All-Star break, what did they do? They swept Arizona.
Yep.
They got swept by the Cubs. They split with the Dodgers, right? And they've lost to the Phillies.
The host of this show, I'm not going to mention his name, but I work with him on every Saturday. The host of this show, who may be listening on Facebook Live, he said, quote, that the Atlanta Braves were going to win a wild card right before the All-Star break.
I kind of felt that way, I feel a little less that way now, but I'll tell you this.
Okay.
I quit watching the Braves about a year and a half ago,
yeah.
And I started watching them again.
They're kind of fun to watch
they're
now.
They're fun to watch. They got some good players. I know a couple that I'd get rid of, though.
Who?
Matt Kemp.
Matt Kemp's a hitter.
He's 32 years old.
He pulled a hammy last
night.
And
he's going to be out.
He hit a frozen rope off the 334 sign in left field. Came around first, pulled a hamstring, got tagged out at second. Walked straight to the dugout and probably another stint on the DL.
And they should have traded him.
Almost like your boy Chipper.
But he's also like, you know, we're going to talk about Chipper too. He's also like me in left field.
Okay.
That's about how good he is defensively. He has a little stronger arm.
A little stronger arm?
Just a tad bit.
Okay.
Okay. But he is not getting to a routine fly ball.
They don't need him to catch the ball. They need him to hit.
The Braves are the second worst defensive team in Major League Baseball.
They don't feel very well. No. They made three errors last night, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was watching. I quit watching.
I actually think your Tigers might be the worst.
Here we go. Matt Kemp, 32 years old. You say trade him.
I think there's somebody in the American League.
That needs a DH.
That needs a DH. That's what he is. Okay. And I used to say that about Chipper, too, when he got late in his career. Had he gone to the American League, he could have set all kind of records, especially had he gone to Yankee Stadium in that short porch they had.
Yeah, but Chipper stayed on the DL a lot. He's like oblique strain. I mean, he's like the professional trainer's.
We need to have a whole session on Chipper Jones.
Oh, we're going to talk about Chipper, and I'm going to bring Derek Jeter into the discussion when we talk about Chipper.
I'm ready for that, too.
I'm ready for that discussion, too.
So who do you think the Braves need to trade?
Julio Teheran. He's a good third line pitcher. You can get some prospects for Julio. And, he's just, for whatever reason, he just ain't getting it done in Atlanta.
You know, during the 90s and the early 2000s, there are three players that are Hall of Famers off of those teams that played for the Atlanta Braves.
Please don't say Julio Teheran
is comparable to them three.
No. Okay.
They built that team on pitching.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. I mean, they had some of the worst. Jeff Blauzer. I mean, they had some of the worst.
Mark Lemke was a player.
He was a good player. He was a good. Sid Bream. I mean, they rolled Sid Bream out there.
I believe you could outrun Sid in a 40.
I probably could if I worked out for a couple of weeks. But listen, you win with pitching, and there's nothing wrong with that. And they need to continue to collect pitchers. Matt Adams can go to left field, and hold that position down just as good as Kemp can. And probably hit better. And he certainly
And move Freddie back to first?
Freddie is an all-star. Freddie is one of the top first basemen in the league. Why are we playing him at third base?
Because they want Matt Adams in the lineup, I guess.
All right, left field.
Okay, he probably can catch a fly ball. He's an athlete.
There you go.
Put Freddie back at first. Who's the guy that got hurt that was at third? Garcia? Yeah. Bring him back. But he can't hit a lick.
He's not going to pull a hamstring and get thrown out a second when he hits one off the wall, though.
Did you see that last night?
I was watching that.
That ball looked like it was shot out of a cannon. It put a dent in the left field fence, and he gets tagged out trying to limp into second. Walked straight to the – they were patting him on the back as he was walking to the dugout, went straight in. He's probably on the 21-day DL.
This morning at 6 o'clock, they showed the replay of the game. Okay, I watched the Braves. I watched Freddie Freeman – come up third and hit the ball right field, so they had first and third, one out. I went to the bathroom, and the Phillies were hitting.
Yeah.
Just that fast. What happened? Matt Kemp had an at-bat somewhere in there. I don't know what happened.
What's that, when he pulled his hand?
I don't know. I just saw it on the highlights.
Yeah.
And then I saw 8-0.
It was 8-0. Yeah. I watched that whole 8-0 scenario of – basically, it was three bombs. So, boom.
So are you a buyer or a seller? Do they sell the farm?
No.
Okay.
I'm aggravated with the Braves this week because they sent Dansby Swanson back to the minors. I've been aggravated all week about that. That just, to me, makes no sense. You bring this guy, you draft this guy, you bring him up without hardly playing in the minor leagues, and you throw him to the Wolves, and now you want to send him to Gwinnett saying he's not hitting.
That's not what they're doing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the coach, he started with the organization in the 70s, and he's been with the Braves organization.
Oh, he's not Bobby Cox.
But he started in the 70s, and he's seen every piece of that organization.
But,
so if he decided that he wants to send that man down, I trust his opinion better than I trust yours.
Of course. We're fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because fans know, and I just read a post. I'm going to get into that later. But Swanson was 2-for-40. Okay. 2-for-40. Now, that's 2-for-40 of his last at-bats. He probably had 50,
he's in a slump.
And he probably had 50 plate appearances in that time. So he's gotten two hits probably in his last 50 plate appearances.
He's batting .213 when they send him down. Does it help him out going to the minors, or does it hurt his?
Well, he's not starting right now, so he's getting less at bats. So when he goes to the minors, he's going to be an everyday player. He's going to see more pitches. He's having a problem because when you come up like this, and when you come up and the pitchers don't know you, then they don't know where your hole is.
Mm-hmm.
They found his hole. His hole is that slider. He can't hit it.
He can't hit it.
And when he goes to the minor leagues, guess what they're going to throw?
Slider.
It's just not going to be quite as good as it is in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. So he's going to see a lot of sliders because those guys are trying to get to the big leagues too. So they're going to try to get him out. And he's either going to get better, and I predict he will.
Yeah, he'll
get worse.
You asked me if I was selling.
Yeah.
I'm selling Julio Teheran to whoever will take him.
I'm sure there'll be someone to take him.
Yeah, when we get back, we could probably pick this back up on our open segment.
Sounds good.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Some bad news out of Frederica camp. The Knights have lost star receiver Patrick Brunson for the season due to a back injury. That is the second key player Frederica has seen go down in the spring. Over on Pirate Waters, star linebacker Sherrod Frazier is nursing a sore hip, but should be ready to go by the start of the season for BHS on August the 25th against Coffee County in Douglas. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
in the Game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Welcome back to the Game. This segment brought to you by Express Lube, Alan Tucker, Floors and More, Fox's Pizza, and Parkwood Podiatry. This is our open segment. Dr. Spence, we can cover some things we covered already, or we can go into some new stuff to cover. There's one thing that I really want to talk about, and I'm tired. I like MMA. Don't get me wrong, okay? I love to watch MMA. I like to watch people get beat up live on TV, all right? I mean, I get a kick out of that. Conor McGregor, is he... I don't think he stands a chance against Floyd Mayweather. In fact, I don't think he'll land a punch in the fight.
I think he'll maybe land a punch,
but he is going to get peppered.
Yeah.
He's going to get peppered for however many rounds Floyd wants it to go. I don't think Conor is, this is the biggest, this might be the biggest sports scam ever.
I read a lot of Bleacher Report stuff.
Okay.
And a lot of the former boxers are talking about this, and Mike Tyson said he's crazy, he doesn't have a chance. But this morning I was reading something, and Evander Holyfield said he wanted to lend Conor McGregor his ear. And he said that the only chance he has is to do something like that, like what Mike Tyson did to him, to get him out of his rhythm and make him want to fight, get him in a battle. But I think you're right. I don't think Mayweather has anything to worry about.
But
what if he wins? But what if McGregor beats him? What if he lands a lucky punch? What happens to boxing then?
I never watch it again.
I mean, you're talking about possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're in a weight class, but this guy, Mayweather, you know, the sweet science. That's what he is.
He is
one of the best. Like, he's Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh, come on.
Maybe a little faster.
Okay. He is fast.
So what if he loses?
But let me put you in Conor McGregor's shoes, okay? All right, you tapped out against Nate Diaz not too long ago, got choked out on national TV, all right? You were invincible. Floyd Mayweather, has anybody ever beat Floyd Mayweather?
I'm sure his mama did.
Yeah, so he's undefeated as a pro. So Conor McGregor, he's going to say, I'm getting into the boxing game. Yeah. All right, he's going to jump in, you know, all these other champions, they fight these patsies before they build them up, get them to the title fight. Conor McGregor comes in. Hey, man, I'm jumping into the boxing ring. Who you going to fight? Oh, I want Floyd Mayweather. Okay.
You got him. He's going to get him.
Yeah.
I may watch that. I may actually spend a little money and watch that just because it – who was it? Was it Michael Stinks and Mike Tyson in the 80s that fought, and we all went to the movie theater in Valdosta to watch it,
and it lasted
1 minute?
I was there.
What was it, $30 to get in?
I was there.
Oh.
I paid $29. It was $30. Yeah, we paid that.
I think I had $38 for that week.
I went to the American Legion, the home of the best, coldest $2 pitchers of all time prior to going, so I didn't have to spend a lot of money.
$5 red cups at the American Legion.
There you go. And then go watch it at a movie theater.
Yep. I think that is what's going to happen.
You think Conor gets knocked out?
Unless Mayweather wants to play with him.
You think he wants to punish him?
You know, I think he will find out real early. If it goes one round, it may go five or six. He may just punish him. Yeah.
Kind of
like Ali used to do, folks.
Ali used to do him
just
like
toy
that.
Toy with him like a cat. You ever seen a cat with a little lizard? Just pop the tail off and toy with him? That's what's going to happen.
Kyrie Irving, I said, and I don't know why I do this. I do this to myself, and I get baited into this by Jason Bishop every week. Kyrie Irving is dying to go play for the New York Knicks. He wants the Cavaliers to trade him to the New York Knicks. And I'm thinking, why?
Yeah, I don't know why you were going to go play for the New York Knicks, first of all. But, you know, the Cavaliers, if they're going to ask for high draft picks, they're going to ask for proven veterans that can come in and start.
Right.
Okay, so, I mean, you're talking about a premier player in the NBA. And so it's going to take someone that has that. And I think the only two teams that have those picks and those players is the Phoenix Suns, and you're going to hate to hear this, the Boston Celtics.
Oh, I knew that sometime when NBA come up with you, I knew the Boston Celtics were going to make their way into the conversation.
But here's the thing. If Cleveland trades to Boston, then they just lost their superiority in the East.
So they trade Isaiah Thomas to Cleveland?
That's fine.
Derrick Rose is going to Cleveland
Thomas,
now.
He plays no defense.
Yeah, he's not the real Isaiah Thomas, but he's that's what his parents named him.
Also,
yeah.
Isaiah Thomas may score 48 one night and 9 the next night.
Okay.
Kyrie's not going to do that. He's steady. And I think the Celtics would be the team, but I don't think Cleveland will trade him. So I think if he gets traded, it's going to be to the Phoenix Suns.
I know you're dying to talk about Chipper Jones, so let's dive into it.
Well, you know, when we were eating breakfast this morning, you said that Chipper Jones may get into the Hall of Fame. So now
I just do that to agitate you because I know it works. That's why I do that. And see, you fall right into the trap every time.
Now, Chipper Jones is my second favorite baseball player.
Well, Chipper's a good player
and
when he's not on the DL.
Well, he's not on the DL now because he's retired.
He's retired. Okay. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, but Chipper spent a lot of time on the DL when he was a player. That's my only knock against Chipper. He'd get a hangnail and be out for 2 weeks.
Well, let me say, I'm going to give you your argument. I think he's first ballot.
I think he gets over
90% of the votes. And for all of you guys listening out there that don't like Chipper Jones, before you call in, or before you go popping off at the mouth, you need to hear this, okay? Because I did a little research on this because I knew my man here was going to talk bad about Chipper.
I'm not talking bad about Chipper. I think Chipper is the best switch hitter of all time other than Mickey Mantle.
Here we go.
And Pete Rose. I forgot about Pete. Excuse me.
When you talk about all time in baseball and you talk about folks that have over 3,000 plate appearances, over 300 batting average, over 400 on-base percentage, and over 500 slugging percentage. I want you to listen to the
names. I'm listening.
Let me say it again. 300 batting average lifetime, okay? 400 on-base percentage lifetime. 500 slugging percentage lifetime with 3,000 bats. Ty Cobb, Stan Musial, Tris Speaker, Mel Ott, Babe Ruth, Chipper Jones, Frank Thomas, Ted Williams, Manny Ramirez.
Manny's on that list.
Jimmy Fox, Lou Gehrig, Rogers Hornsby, Todd Helton.
Todd Helton.
That's it. Now, I didn't hear Hank Aaron, and I'm not saying Chipper's better than him, but when you talk the things that really matter offensively, 13 of them.
The New York Mets will agree with everything you just said.
Well, his daughter's named Shay.
Yeah, that's...
He named his daughter Shea.
Chipper Jones is the Met killer. When Chipper goes to New York and he goes to New York, Chipper can't even get a cab.
So my question is to all of you out there in radio land, is Chipper Jones a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes, he is.
But that ain't what you said at breakfast this morning.
That's because I was trying to get a rise out of you because I told you I know it works. That's what I was doing. You know I do those kind of things. Just like you try to, you get rises out of me. There's certain topics you know you can get a rise out of.
Do you remember?
And Chipper's always that way.
Do you remember? Yeah. I think it was 99, his MVP season.
I think
it was. 99, 2000, right in there. And the Braves were playing the Mets in a big three-game series at the end of the year. And Chipper hit a home run late in the game, and Skip Carey said, "Thank you, Todd Van Poppel." Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Because Todd Van Poppel, when Chipper was drafted, they were going to draft Todd Van Poppel first. And he said he wouldn't play for the Braves, that he wouldn't sign his contract.
So instead,
they had to take Chipper.
You know what? We're about done with our open segment here. And there was another topic I wanted to get into that really gets under your skin. That was the Dallas Cowboys, but we may have to save that one for another day. So we're going to take this break, and we'll be back shortly.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the Mowers Landscape Pros Trust 2-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altema Avenue, or just give them a call.
call 265-2388.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
More Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game with Jay Bish and Kip.
Welcome back to the game. Kip Branch with Scott Spence today. Open segment was pretty good. This segment brought to you by Big City Cleaners, Cork's Dry Cleaners, Nat's Landing, Boyd's Transmission, Urgent Med 1, and Coconut Calves. SEC football, man, it's my favorite time of the year. I mean, you pretty much can check me out from like August to like January the 10th. On Saturdays, I'm going to be in front of a TV watching SEC football. This is my number one SEC football watching buddy right here. And I knew you were going to do this show today with me. So wanted to talk a little bit of SEC football with you. I'll let you start.
You know, we always... We do watch quite a few football games. I'd say I probably watch more football with you than anybody else.
That means you're enlightened.
That's right. Hey, now, you know, they had the media days and it's kind of gotten boring a little bit.
It has. Except for Hugh Freeze.
Without Spurrier, things got a little, you always look forward to seeing Spurrier.
Spurrier, yeah. Miss Spurrier.
Heard him on the radio this morning talking about Georgia. The dude is 100 years old, and he's still talking about losing to Georgia in 1966, his senior year. He's still talking about it. But, man, he said he was at the game in South Carolina, and a picture came across the screen, and they said if Steve Spurrier wins this game, he will have beaten Georgia more than anybody else. And he said, we won 38-35, one of the greatest days of his life. Now, he's got two national championships, or just one?
He's got just that one.
Just that one. So yeah. He's got a national championship. He's had some kids. He's been married. But beating Georgia 38-35 in Columbia, South Carolina, was one of the biggest days of his life. That's a hate for something.
He doesn't like Georgia.
No, but he still talks about it.
He talks about it a lot. And I remember Bill Stanfield, old Georgia legend, talking about knocking Steve Spurrier's sissy behind to the turf in Jacksonville in 1966. Said he was whining like a little baby all day long. Yeah?
I remember when, you know, Spurrier said, this is something else I heard this morning that was pretty neat. I think he was 12-1 against Georgia when he was at Florida. He was also 12-1 against LSU.
Oh, he owned the Tigers.
Yeah,
and he said that. Did you know that Steve Spurrier went to interview at LSU for a vacancy? And they left him sitting out in the lobby for 2 hours and never came and interviewed him. And he got up and left.
I did not know that.
But I heard him tell that story.
I do now because the unofficial commissioner of the SEC.
Oh, here we go. We'll start with the SEC West because they've totally dominated East for I don't know how long, for quite some time. SEC West, what are your thoughts? Alabama.
You know, everyone likes to read these magazines. You know, I'm looking at Southern Sports Edition and all these magazines, these people predicting things. I go with the bookies. I don't know if y'all remember.
The bookies? My man's trying to get some action on Saturday, on the game on Saturday morning.
When the election was going on with Trump and Clinton, this is no joke. I don't know if you guys were watching TV, but about 9:30, one of the people said the bookies just said Trump was going to win the election. And at that point in time, it looked bad. And I told my wife, I said, we can go on to bed. The bookie says it's going to happen, and by God, it happened.
It happened.
And I just remember hearing that. But the bookies say, I want you to listen to this. The bookies say that Alabama is going to win the SEC. Of course, they would have to win the SEC West. And you have to bet $150 to win $100. That's how sure the bookies are that Alabama is going to win. You got to bet $150 to win $100, minus 1.5 odds.
Wow.
And then everyone else, you got Auburn, it's 5-1. LSU's 5-1, Georgia's 7-1, and Florida's 8-1, and then it just drops off. So in the West, you got to say until somebody beats Alabama. What's that quarterback's name?
Jalen Hurts.
He is a beast.
But you know what? You've been reading the scuttlebutt out of Alabama camp. They say there could be a quarterback controversy at Alabama this year.
That means they got two good ones.
Yeah, because if he's better than number two, Hurts at Alabama, then that joker is a player.
And they got a couple running backs. I know one of them, Scarborough.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the other guy's name, but because I don't really want to see them until December.
I want to see them the first week of December.
That's about right.
In the Mercedes-Benz Stadium or Dome.
Like always, they're predicting LSU to be second or right there.
How?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, when I look at Coach Orgeron, I feel like I'm watching an episode of Swamp People. I mean, it's just, he's an old Cajun guy. I feel like him and Troy Landry go out and hunt alligators together.
I don't know. Yep. But, you know, then you got Auburn. Who is Jarrett?
Stidham.
Stidham.
He's the guy transferred from Baylor. He's their quarterback. Now, they pinned everything on him.
Was he Cam Newton?
No, he's not.
Well then how are they supposed to be so good? He went to Baylor, and then he went to some community college, right?
He went to Baylor and got hurt and couldn't get his job back. But he's going to Auburn and going to be the savior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. That Auburn runs that what's called a run-pass option.
Right.
And that's that where the offensive line fires off, and they're actually blocking a run play, mm-hmm. which makes the linebackers and the defensive line read run keys, and they're going to throw the football. And Saban said that this guy – Jarrett Stidham may be the best run pass option guy he's ever seen. That's what he said.
Really?
That's what he said. Now, that doesn't mean he's the best runner, but he's the best at making it look like it's going to be a run and then throwing the football.
Here's all I need to know about Auburn, okay? And you know how we follow SEC football, okay? The years people say Auburn's going to suck, you can go ahead and fit them for a ring, okay?
Yeah.
And the years that they say Auburn's going to just roll in here and beat everybody and go to the playoffs, you usually can go ahead and book them for a trip to, like, Charlotte or Nashville for a bowl game.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Except when Cam Newton was there, I think.
They bought that champ. Excuse me. We're live on the air. They won a championship in 2010 with Cam Newton.
This is a lot funner whenever we have Dr. Peppers to drink.
Yeah, yeah.
We get a lot funner.
A new church got built over in, near the Georgia-Alabama line, you know. So, you know, people were served.
That's
flocks
right.
were fed,
That's
you know.
Right. But, I mean, I don't know that there's probably no reason to talk about Texas A&M because Kevin Sumlin's probably going to lose his job this year.
We'll talk about this is a Texas A&M. You can bank on them being 8-0 going to November, and then they'll be 8-5 going to a bowl game. That's usually how it works with them. Yeah.
And then the bookies have no line on Ole Miss. There's no line. They will not let you put a bet on whether or not Ole Miss will win the SEC championship. They have no line. Conor McGregor has a line against Mayweather. Ole Miss has no line.
I saw this on SportsCenter a couple of days ago. It was Hugh Freeze, his first press release to the media after getting caught with the university issued cell phone. And he says, I'm going to meet with my pastor tonight.
That solves everything.
That solves everything.
That always solves it. That's what I'm going
to
do.
I'll get my producer over here to hit this little button that we played last week.
Uh-huh.
And the sound in a wheel.
week right there, and that tells you all you need to know about Hugh Freeze. This was from NCC Media Days.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
Oh, Hugh. He's going to talk to his pastor. Pastor, get him through it. I mean, I'm not sitting here bashing. I mean, I'm a faithful member of the church. I'll be at church tomorrow, hopefully. We got a fraternity party tonight. So I don't know if I'll make church tomorrow. But I'm usually at church on Sunday because my mama says you better be there.
I don't think you're going to make it tomorrow,
Kip. I probably won't make it. No. But, you know, Hugh, boy, he sold a lot of people some Kool-Aid, didn't he?
He's a snake oil salesman.
All right, let's go through the East real quick. We got about 40 seconds.
And see, there you go with Georgia. Again, they're the odds-on favorite. The bookies say they're going to do it. Here we go. If the offensive line could just block somebody. They're running through the East. But they're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. And then Kirby, he wants to throw a tall sweep to a 165-pound wide receiver on 4th-and-1. Remember that?
Yes.
And he's got two NFL running backs.
See, now
right
you're trying to get under my skin.
Okay.
And we'll be back with our final take here shortly.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir.
Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
The home for oysters on St. Simons? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer Hardwood Flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Some bad news out of Frederica camp. The Knights have lost star receiver Patrick Brunson for the season due to a back injury. That is the second key player Frederica has seen go down in the spring. Over on Pirate Waters, star linebacker Sherrod Frazier is nursing a sore hip, but should be ready to go by the start of the season for BHS on August the 25th against Coffee County in Douglas. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Chip. You're in the game.
Welcome back to the game with Kip Branch and Scott Spence today sitting in for Jason Bishop. This segment brought to you by Watermarks, Brunswick Country Club, Network Monkeys, and the Strike Zone. I'm going to get back into this before we get in this quick hit segment. You brought up something about a toss sweep with a 165-pound receiver at Georgia. So let's
on 4th-and-1, on homecoming.
Against Vandy.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was a bad call. I'll give you that. That was a horrible call.
No, that was a worse call.
That was the worst call ever. That was a rookie coach mistake right there.
He's a rookie coach. He's been coaching for 20 years.
Not a head coach.
Oh, okay.
But we expect big things from Kirby in year two.
Yeah.
With an all-SEC quarterback and one in the wings. If they can get Justin Fields coming to recruit him, Georgia's doing pretty good in recruiting. Now they got to do something with these recruits on the field, like Steve Spurrier used to say.
Well, that was always a problem with Mark Richt.
You're right. He'd recruit well, but they somehow finished 9-3 every
year. By the way, I just got a text from a Florida State fan, and he said, tell Mr. Branch that Georgia doesn't play a football game anywhere near January the 10th.
And Florida State hadn't in quite some time either. So
just win the national championship.
About 3 or 4 years ago, but that won't happen this year either. We're going to get into our segment I look forward to every week, our quick hit segment. And I'll start it out, and we'll just go from there, my man.
Go ahead.
Julio Jones. He's skiing. Waterboarding, whatever you do, water sports on Lake Lanier. He loses a $150,000 earring, okay? He hires a salvage crew to go out there and search for his earring. Thoughts on that?
Just like you said earlier, if he's paying them $10 an hour, he won't be getting that ring back.
I mean, that's not coming back. That earring's not coming back. Who would have a $150,000 earring?
Julio Jones. No Roger Clemens, no Pete Rose, no Barry Bonds. But the Hall of Fame has Gaylord Perry, who is an admitted cheater, and Orlando Cepeda, who was sent to prison before he was elected in the Hall of Fame. What's the problem?
The Baseball Writers of America is the problem. They're a bunch of blue bloods, half of them they go to the wheel, they're in their wheelchairs, going to their computer every day, and they still living in the 1940s. They still talk about Ted Williams and Stan Musial and all these cats, and they just won't catch up with the modern game. Nick Saban on ESPN the other day, after they replayed the Clemson 1 second touchdown pass, he said Power 5 teams should only play Power 5 teams moving forward. This is the same Nick Saban that has Middle Tennessee State and all these cats on the schedule every year.
Well, I think the SEC is getting tougher, and I think the SEC West is so competitive the last 3 years that he wants it to be that way so that everybody have a tough schedule just like him. Davis Love III will be inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame in September.
It's about time.
It is, isn't it?
It's about time. He's won, 21 tournaments. He's won a major championship. He's won 2 players' championships. He's a Ryder Cup captain, winner, player, win Ryder Cup. He's an ambassador for the game.
Yes,
he's got, you know, take away the all the wins and the accomplishments. He's a much better person. He's a heck of a guy.
Remember all those Saturdays we'd watch him play, and then he'd get back on the leaderboard at the Masters or the U.S. Open, and then Sunday somebody just come take it from him. Heartbreak.
It's just crazy. Man, we'd sit there. I remember one time watching the Masters at your house in 1999, and he chipped in off the green at 16. You were living the marshes of McKay, and we were running around dancing, and it just wasn't meant to be.
I know. U.S. Open, Ben Crenshaw just took it from me one time.
Masters, 95 Masters. 96 U.S. Open. He missed that 2-foot putt on 18.
That was nice, wasn't it?
That's
but he's got 22 wins in the
He's got 22
and
wins.
And he's now in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Ole Miss. I'm going to bring them up. You know, my daughters are Ole Miss fans. I don't know why they're Ole Miss fans. And they just, for last year when they ripped Georgia a new one in Oxford, I haven't heard of the end of it since. And so I've been trying to talk to them this week about Ole Miss football. And I go straight to voicemail.
That's how you were about Brunswick High football last year.
No. I always take my heat when it comes to Pirate football. Now, see, you're trying to get under my skin again.
Was Jordan Spieth's final 6 holes at the British Open last Sunday the best 6 holes you've ever seen in your life?
The best putting I've ever seen. It was insane how good the putting it was.
How about taking a drop on the driving range?
Was that great or what?
And then you got Kuchar taking a knee looking for a Snickers bar.
Looking for a Snickers bar.
He thought he had the tournament won right then. He's taking a knee. He thinks, I'm fixing to win my first major. Ball comes flying over his head right next to the green. Crazy.
And then that eagle putt. That was it. That had to make, how far was that, 70 feet?
That was it. It ended it right
Boom.
There. Kind of like he did at the Ryder Cup.
I like Jordan Spieth. He's a good golfer. Very good golfer. Blake Bortles.
I'll never draft him on my fantasy
Blake
team
Bortles. I saw a ranking of the top 32 quarterbacks in the NFL this week, and Blake Bortles was number 29 on the list.
That surprises me.
There's three quarterbacks better than Blake in the worst than Blake in the league.
I thought he was
number 29 on the list. And I'm doing this for my Jaguar buddies. I know a couple of them are listening, and you know, they got all this talent and they got this, that, and the other, but they don't ever win.
Speaking of the Jaguars, Barry Church came from the Cowboys. He was at Jaguars practice yesterday and he said, I quote, "The Jacksonville Jaguars have more talent than the Dallas Cowboys."
That's not surprising.
That's what he said?
That's not surprising. I mean, in that same little article I read, they had Dak Prescott rated as a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. And I'm thinking to myself, how can you be a top 10 quarterback in the NFL and all you do is toss the ball to Zeke behind that offensive line? How are you a top quarterback in the NFL? See, that's that hype that goes with America's team.
Let's get off the Jaguars because we're going to get to watch them enough on Sunday. You better get something else besides the Jaguars. Can Camden County win 5 football games this year?
I don't know. I hope they don't win the Brunswick game. After that, I don't care. We'll wrap it up. Thanks for joining this week. Joining us this week on the game, and thank you, Scott, for joining me today.
Hey, brings back old times.
All right.
You've been listening to The Game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. Follow The Game on Facebook and look for the podcast on SouthernSportsEdition.com. The Game will be back next week on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with 2 locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go. 912-267-0248.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simon's locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simon's, and online at advancedrehab.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.